Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and providing financial donations to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Hey there, this is Brittany Luce from NPR's It's Been a Minute. KQED's podcasts like The Bay, Bay Curious, Mind Shift, Right Nowish, and more all tell the stories of the Bay and beyond with reliable, human-centered journalism. They aim to inspire, make you think, entertain, and expand your understanding of the place you call home. Here's how you can support podcasting at KQED.
Showing your support is easy, and you can join Brittany in supporting KQED Podcast too at donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
From KQED.
We didn't intend for it to last this long. We were looking to distract our two boys, so I rummaged around our storage loft and found my old camping tent. The first night, we set it up in the living room. In the street-lit darkness, I introduced them to the stars using an augmented reality stargazing app, looking right up through my landlady's floor to the sky above. The next day, the tent migrated to their bedroom. My older son, his anxiety flaring, spent 2.5 hours reading and rereading books in the tent. His brother read right along with him. He can't actually read. That was when we knew we were onto something. The protective shelter, the nest of blankets, the hint of adventure, it was exactly what they needed. Our kids are so different, the older one laser-focused and cerebral, the younger slapstick and impulsive. The tent created a shared world that forced them into a camaraderie of escape. By the end of the first week, my wife couldn't take the mess. We gave the boys 2 days' notice. But life had other plans. Our older son fell down our stoop and broke his hand, making it impossible for him to climb into his bunk bed. The tent remained. They played together in that tent in ways they never had before the quarantine. The older one expounding about things he pretends to know, the younger one giving his brother the gift of imaginative play. Some mornings, they wake up in each other's arms. It smells of boy, of adventure, of imagination. That tent knows nothing of sickness. When will this end? What will the world look like when we reopen? Everything is up in the air. But our boys, they have their home on their back. They have built a defense that works for them, arm's length from the tumult, but anchored enough to reality to be of use for now and for whatever comes next. With a perspective, I'm Lev Kushner.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leaf Cabracer, Hyman, and Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over 4 decades, online at lchb.com.
Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and providing financial donations to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Hi there, I'm Rund Abdelfattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.